PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
Well, hello there, my fellow PNC Mavericks. Craig Pretzinger here, back with another episode that's sure to ruffle some feathers and get you thinking outside the box. Today, we're diving into one of the most provocative and polarizing laws from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, law number 6, which boldly declares court attention at all cost. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Court attention at all cost? That sounds a little desperate, Craig. A little attention hungry. What happened to letting our work speak for itself? And I hear you. In an industry as relationship-driven and referral-based as insurance, the idea of courting attention, let alone at all cost, can feel a little icky. But here's the thing. We're living in an attention economy. In a world where consumers are bombarded with thousands of marketing messages every day, where social media has given everyone a platform to share their voice, and where the most successful brands and individuals are often the ones who know how to cut through the noise and capture the spotlight, attention has become the most valuable currency there is. And if you're not proactively seeking and shaping that attention in a way that serves your business and your audience, you risk being drowned out by the competition. Now, I'm not saying you have to be the loudest, most controversial voice in the room. Courting attention doesn't mean sacrificing your integrity or your authenticity, but it does mean being intentional and strategic about how you differentiate yourself and your message in a crowded marketplace. It means cultivating a compelling personal brand that reflects your unique personality, values, and expertise. It means creating content and experiences that are genuinely valuable and interesting to your target audience and that have the potential to generate buzz and shares. And it means leveraging the power of social proof and influencer marketing to amplify your reach and credibility. Think about some of the most successful insurance professionals you know, the ones who always seem to be in demand, who have a waiting list of clients eager to work with them, who are consistently featured in industry publications and invited to speak at conferences. Chances are, they're not just sitting back and letting their work speak for itself. They're actively courting attention and shaping the narrative around their brand. But here's the thing. There's a right way and a wrong way to court attention. The wrong way is to be gimmicky, inauthentic, or downright offensive in your attempts to stand out. It's the insurance equivalent of a PR stunt gone wrong, like the agency that tried to capitalize on a natural disaster with a tasteless marketing campaign, or the broker who made sexist comments on social media and lost half their clients overnight. That kind of attention might generate some short-term buzz, but it's not the kind of attention that builds trust, credibility, and long-term success. In fact, it's the kind of attention that can quickly turn into a reputational nightmare. The right way to court attention is to do it with purpose, authenticity, and a deep understanding of your audience's needs and values. It's about finding the sweet spot between pushing the boundaries and staying true to who you are and what you stand for. One of my favorite examples of this is an insurance agency owner. I know named Sarah. Sarah specializes in working with high net worth individuals and families, and she knew that to attract that kind of clientele, she needed to position herself as a trusted authority and thought leader in her niche. So rather than chasing after any and all attention, Sarah got strategic. She started a blog and podcast where she interviewed other experts in wealth management, estate planning, and risk management. She hosted exclusive events and experiences for her top clients and prospects, like private museum tours and charity galas. And she partnered with influential brands and publications in the luxury lifestyle space to get her name and message in front of the right people. By courting attention in a way that was aligned with her brand and her audience, Sarah was able to establish herself as the go-to insurance advisor for high net worth individuals in her market. She didn't have to chase after clients anymore. They started coming to her because they saw her as a valuable resource and a trusted authority. But Sarah's success didn't come without its challenges. As her profile grew, so did the potential for negative feedback and criticism. There were times when a blog post or social media comment rubbed someone the wrong way, or when a client took issue with a recommendation she made. In those moments, Sarah had to be proactive and strategic in how she managed her reputation and responded to feedback. She learned to listen carefully to constructive criticism and use it to improve her business while also setting boundaries around what she would and wouldn't engage with online. She learned to apologize quickly and sincerely when she made a mistake and to pivot gracefully when something wasn't working. And most importantly, she stayed true to her values and her authenticity throughout it all. She never courted attention for attention's sake. Everything she did was in service of her clients and her mission. So what can we learn from Sarah's example and the larger lesson of law number 6? First and foremost, that attention is a powerful tool, but like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. When wielded with intention, authenticity, and a commitment to adding value, courting attention can be a game changer for your business and your career. But when pursued recklessly or without a larger purpose, courting attention can quickly backfire and damage your reputation. The key is to be strategic and purposeful in how you seek and shape attention and to always stay true to yourself and your audience in the process. So my challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to start thinking about how you can court attention in a way that serves your business and your clients. What unique perspective, experience, or value can you bring to the table that will make people sit up and take notice? How can you create content, experiences, and partnerships that generate buzz and establish you as a trusted authority in your niche? And most importantly, how can you do it all with authenticity, integrity, and a commitment to making a positive impact on your industry and the lives of those you serve? Because here's the truth. In today's attention economy, the most successful insurance professionals aren't just the ones who have the best products or the lowest prices. They're the ones who know how to capture and keep people's attention and use it to make a real difference in the world. So go out there and start courting attention, my friends, but do it with purpose. Do it with authenticity and do it in service of something greater than yourself. Because when you do, there's no limit to the impact you can make and the success you can achieve. Till next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep shining that spotlight with intention and integrity. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dubdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.